kids, are you ready? Are you sure? For music trivia, three rounds in store. It's head to head, who's going to war? Are you ready to settle the score? I said, are you ready to settle the score?
Hey, everybody. Welcome into today's Settle the Score. I realize this is an announcement before the show itself, but I wanted to give you a heads up that today's audio on my end is pretty terrible to listen to. Not entirely sure what happened, but the playback speed comes off really slow. So it sounds like I'm kind of drunk and really artificial. Thankfully, Andy and Robert and Vanessa from over at Late to the Party all sound great. And so does the music. So you can still enjoy those and play along with the game. But I wanted to give you just a heads up before you got into it that perhaps my audio isn't the most fun to listen to this week. And gone through and potentially rectified the situation going forward. And fingers crossed this doesn't happen again. But once again, just wanted to give you a heads up before you got into today's show that at times it is not the most fun to listen to. But there you have it. So please enjoy today's show with myself, Andy Merriweather, and Vanessa and Robert from Late to the Party. It's really fun. They were fantastic guests, and we'd love to have them back again sometime. Enjoy.
To settle the score.
Hey, hey! Welcome into another week of Settle the Score. I'm your host, Matt Nose, joined each and every week by the musical director, Mr. Andy Merriweather. We are the first and only fully vaccinated movie music trivia show on the entire world. So congratulations to us.
Congratulations to you. Us. Yeah. Yeah. And to you, my friend. Yeah. How you doing, Matt? Everything good? How's the injury?
Almost healed.
Okay.
It's taking longer because it's on the hinge on the finger. So it gets hit a lot. There's even when you try and not do it, still gets hit. You're like, hey, yes, I still have that injury. It'll be fine in time.
Good.
Boo-boo is healing.
Good.
And we'll be all good. And how are you? It's super early in the morning or late at night, depending on your point of view and your neck of the woods.
Yeah. I mean, like you said before we started, I'm normally up late, certainly later than this. I figured it out just as we went to titles. I just like... 2 hours ago, I got home from the movie Old, M. Night Shyamalan's new movie.
Sure.
And I don't think I've stopped thinking about it. Yeah. And I think it's like zapped me a little bit. I think it's really interesting that I consider kind of ineptitude and genius to be on opposite sides of the spectrum as somehow M. Night has found this like perfect line.
What a backhand. It's not even a backhand. It is a closed fist compliment.
It's right.
Well, you are great and terrible at the same time. Do you know that? That is impressive.
It's absolutely true. Well, in terms of opinion.
Okay. Nice save.
Yeah. It's not fact, of course. But yeah, I find that, you know, I'm an M. Night apologist on a lot of his films. I will advocate for Lady in the Water, but this film, I couldn't tell whether it was incredible or the dumbest shit I've ever seen, you know?
Well, the beauty is today's guests do tons of reactions to trailers, right, to TV shows, and to movies themselves. And I'm guessing they've got a brand new one for old Shyamalan's Old that is in theaters right now. So we should bring him in to have a little discourse because I haven't seen it because I'm assuming it's dog shit. And right now the critical consensus is it's a turd that's been in the sun. It doesn't stink as bad as like a freshly walloped like horse plop. And it's fine. I don't need to see it. Like I didn't see The Happening because I heard it was terrible. Why waste my time? Life is finite. But God bless the people that go see it before me. So we will bring in today's guests. And they are two people that I've known for a very long time, but I haven't seen in probably like 3 years, maybe 4 years. They have a massive channel on YouTube called Late to the Party. They react to everything that you're going to watch before you watch it. So if you need to see how
something's going to be before you see it, go check out their channel, Late to the Party. It's on YouTube. They are fantastic at it, and they're two amazing people. Please welcome Vanessa and Robert of Late to the Party.
Hi,
how are you?
Guys, how's it going? You guys kill me with that old stuff. You hit it right on the head.
You did. He's like right in there. It's like not good, but not bad. It's just like, what?
It's spectacularly satisfactory. I don't know. I'm expecting to show up in this show, too. You better have learned some of that music, man. Andy, you got to get it going.
Like, you remembered any of the music in the movie?
No, there's a lot I didn't remember, like the movie itself.
That's nice. I did think the score was okay. And yes. And there was a song in there that I've added to our shortlist. But nice. Yeah, I'm sure it will show up one day once we've decided that enough people have seen it to warrant it on the show. But
we're going to be doing the show in 10 years?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, in 10 years, those are the reviews of old that I'm interested in when it's 10 years old. Like, Suspiria is like 50 years old, and I don't think the acting in Suspiria and the acting in old are too far apart. And also, they're both batshit crazy, and people consider Suspiria to be a cult classic. So I want to talk to people in 50 years and see what they think of old, you know?
It definitely can't have a conversation if enough people do end up seeing it. And yeah. I do feel like it does ride that fine line on you could be laughing at it the entire time, or you could be totally like dug into your seat, suspense.
That happened. There was a scene in the movie that I just could not stop cracking up.
Like, she was the only one.
I was like literally the only one. I felt really bad, but like I could not stop laughing.
Yeah.
Just how it rode that line well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently. It's a fucking Occam's razor of whether or not it's good. Dear God. Yep. Well, I'm glad they've confirmed the fact that I'm definitely not seeing this in theaters.
There's better.
This weekend and next weekend, there's plenty of movies coming out that I can go see.
Of course.
I'm assuming you guys have a reaction video to it up on the channel?
Yeah.
We have a review of the movie, and then we do have reactions to the trailers.
Of course, yeah. So typically the movies, if it's something that's like on HBO Max to where we don't need to see it in the theater, but we could watch it from home, then we usually will do reactions. But, man, we're all about being in the seats for the movies.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's all about those, theater experiences for us.
Well, go check out their review of old. And what are the newest ones going up? Reactions or reviews?
You've got What If coming down the pipe, man, because Loki was Disney Plus has been just paying our paychecks for like the last 6 months.
Not directly. Not even.
Yeah,
just
right.
Thanks to
Disney
Plus. Full disclosure.
Yeah.
Full disclosure. But no, they essentially are putting money into our pocket by giving us all this content on Disney Plus so we can watch it and go, oh, and then you guys watch it. And then next thing you know, we get to see more of them. So yeah, those reactions, What If is going to be coming up here soon and like, couple weeks, so yeah. it's going to be busy around here.
All right, we'll look for the What If reactions and reviews on the upcoming youtube.com/ Late to the Party.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, think there's numbers in there. It was weird back in the day, but yeah, just look up Late to the Party. It'll show up somewhere.
Okay,
you guys should definitely. I haven't had a chance to speak to anybody that does YouTube reviews, but you guys should definitely do. If there's an episode of What If that you absolutely loved, like it was one of your favorite things of the year or something like that, you should then do a follow-up What If We Hated This Episode review.
Alternate realities. I'm all about those. Yeah, for sure. Get the darker side of things, and then everyone doesn't understand satire and doesn't understand sarcasm, and they just downvote the hell out of it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Any vote is a good vote. Not on title of score.
Disagree.
Not on title of score.
It's not a bad idea though. Or what if they had gone a different route and this had played out versus that? It's interesting.
Sure. Why not? You could just keep it going over and over. Monetize all of it.
We'll do a follow-up episode of this. Whoever wins, we'll do a What If the Other Person Won episode.
We'll do a deep dive on like that person's Twitter and see what movies they're really keyed in on, and then just tailor a show entirely around that.
Nice.
Yep. Exactly.
Hopefully What If continues the trend. I really enjoyed Loki.
Sure. We've been having a good time, for sure.
Yeah. keep this going, Disney. You guys are doing well thus far.
Right.
All right. Well, are the two of you ready to play today's Settle the Score?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Terrified, but at the same time, excited.
Well, it's entirely for fun, you know? If you're just here to enjoy yourself and listen to the genius of Andy's playing, it's what I signed up for, you know?
Right.
So in this opening round, Vanessa, you will have choice 1 through 5 to open, because ladies first, we're classy, if nothing else, on this show. You'll choose 1 through 5. Uh-huh. I will give a context clue. Andy will start playing. If either of you thinks you know it, go ahead and just, I guess, yell out the name. You can do the name. You can say your name if you want to officially buzz in. But you just want to blurt out, I know it, and then just say it. Go right ahead. It's worth 10 points. There's a bonus question after that, but we'll come to the rules of the bonus question when we get to it. So 1 through 5, Vanessa, it is your choice. Where would you like to start?
I am going to start with the number 2.
The number 2 it is. Your clue is, who runs the world? Girls.
Okay.
Who runs the world? Girls.
Beautiful.
Drag me to death like a lit cigarette.
Robert.
Robert.
Birds of Prey and the Emancipation of the One Harley Quinn.
That is correct.
Okay. God dang it.
It's the trailers, honestly. That's what's going to get me there.
I appreciate the full title as well. We would have taken Birds of Prey, but God bless you. All right, bonus question time. So, bonus question, you have a choice, Robert. You can choose to answer this alone, but if you get it wrong, you lose 5 points. That's the value of the question. Otherwise, you can open it up to both you and Vanessa. No one will lose any points, but obviously, if she gets it correct, she can cut into your 10-0 lead. So, my question to you is, do you want to be a dick or not?
Yeah, I've seen this game played, and this part, some of the questions, man, are ridiculous.
Occasionally.
So I don't want to go it alone. So let's go ahead and split it down the middle.
Okay. All right. It is open to both of you then. Here is your bonus question. Birds of Prey had a working title while in production based on what all female secret agent television pilot from Pulp Fiction?
Oh, man.
I can read it again if you like.
It won't get me there.
No, I know.
It looks like they know the scene.
Yep.
Yep.
The all-female secret agent television pilot made it to air.
I'm trying to reenact the scene in my head.
And I know we even did a little research on it too. There's this poster that we saw at one of the Comic-Cons that had it was a Pulp Fiction poster that had it on there, a visual representation of everything in the movie in one scene.
I want to say it. I want to say it's the Fox 5 or something like that.
Fox 5?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know. You're way closer than I would have been. Could just be something like that. Jackie Brown.
Yeah,
you know?
Maybe.
She's Foxy.
Do you want to make an official guess?
I will make an official guess and say Fox 5.
I'm going to say Five. Foxy 5.
No.
Okay, well, whatever you say.
I just shut you down. No. You come up with your own guess.
If you choose Fox or Foxy, I'm going opposite. Hold on.
Okay. I'm thinking. Okay.
Channel it. What do you got? Come on. Get in the mind of Tarantino.
That's why Foxy makes so much sense.
Oh, no.
Go for it. I ain't got nothing else. We got much more music to get to. I hope you got some.
Yeah.
We can have Bernie's in there, hopefully.
Well, Super Fox 5. I'll go with that.
Sure. There it is.
You are very close. Neither of you gets the points. It is Fox Force 5.
Dang it. So close.
She even did the karate chops, too.
I know, so close.
Well, between her karate chops and your Bernie playing piano, I don't know who's pantomiming.
I should have worn my Bernie shirt.
I like that. All right, so no points awarded there. But Robert, you got that music question right. So you have your choice, 1, 3, 4, or 5. Where are we going next?
Let's go with 1.
All right, number 1 it is. Your clue is jazz hands. Jazz hands.
Way down south in Alabama, they got a friend they call Dancing Sammy, who's crazy about all the latest dances. He stomps in the new baby prances. The other night at a swell affair, soundlessly other boys knew that I was there. They said, come on, Ma, let's go to the cabaret, where the band you ought to hear me say, I want to see that dance.
All right, second clue.
Let's go second clue, because I don't want to make a guess based off of just the first clue.
Jazz hands, and your second one is Check Out the Bozeman.
Vanessa, I'm just guessing cabaret.
That is incorrect.
See, that's
incorrect.
And that's where mine veered off into that direction. But no.
Wanna learn that dance? We'll put you in a trance.
I don't even know the song.
Hey, check out the Bozeman. Check out the Bozeman.
Which is the one that Chadwick Boseman was in? Was it It wasn't Get On Up, was it? No. The biopic.
I mean, he was in that one.
Was he in that one? Then I'm going to say Get On Up.
That's incorrect. Okay. That is incorrect. I'll give you both one last guess. You're on the right track, Robert. I will say
okay.
That.
Okay.
So it's not Cabaret and it's not Get On Up. But Get On Up is closer to the mark because of Bozeman.
Do you play Louie? See, I don't know. Do
I
you play
think
Louie
I
recently?
Know what it is, but I can't remember the name of it.
I have no clue. Completely.
It happens.
I think Chadwick Bozeman, more than likely in a biopic of a character that I just can't remember. Historical figure. But no.
Yeah.
42. Vanessa, 42.
That is incorrect.
He played jazz in that one. What's the one he was playing to the bottom? What is it? The bottom.
I know which one you're talking about. I can't think of the name.
I don't know.
It's the one that he got nominated for an Oscar.
Recently. It's the newer one with the jazz.
Fuck off.
Yeah. All right, so no guess then.
The only thing that pops in my head is Soggy Bottom Boys, but that ain't it. That's Oh Brother. But it's like Satchmo's Boo Batty Booty. I don't know. What is it?
It was Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
That's the one.
That is the one.
It's newer. It's newer, and we did miss it.
So close.
We did miss
it. So close.
We figured since he was nominated and it was his last movie, there was a chance that you may have seen it.
Very possible. We
it is
did
on
not,
Netflix.
Yeah, we
it's
did
there.
Not see it.
We'll get to it.
Not a problem. There's always time. All right. So bonus question is open to both of you. All right. So here's your bonus question worth 5 points. Ma Rainey's was the first film to receive nominations for Best Actor and Best Actress, but not Best Picture since what music biopic from 2005? So what music biopic got Best Actor and Actress but didn't get nominated for Best Picture in 2005?
What was going on in 2005?
All kinds of stuff.
Apparently.
Ray? Huh.
That's a good
one. That is incorrect. That is incorrect. It's not a bad guess, but it's incorrect.
Walk the Line?
That is correct for 5 points.
Yay.
Walk the Line.
Nice. Whew.
I got that.
All right. Robert, you still maintain control. So nice. You have 3, 4, and 5 to choose from. Where would you like to go next?
3.
3 it is. Your clue is, I can't get you out of my headline. I can't get you out of my headline.
My friend, feel that it's their duty. They keep trying to tell me all you want to do is use me, but my answer, all that use me stuff, you want to spread the news.
I don't know.
All right. Yeah. Sorry, I'll give you a second clue on that.
Sure.
The first one is, I can't get you out of my headline.
Uh-huh.
The next one is, it works every time.
Oh, okay, Robert. I was wondering, but I wasn't sure until you said that. It's Anchorman.
That is correct.
Nice.
Yes.
For 10 points. All right, bonus question time, Robert. Do you want to be a dick or not?
No. Yeah, let's spread the love.
Right?
I mean, even if you went by yourself and still lost, you would be ahead of me, so it's fine.
That's true. We're so fun in that.
Well, it's 25 nothing. Yeah, there's plenty of game left, Vanessa. Plenty of game left. All right, here is your bonus question. While improvising during his baby making flute solo, what Jethro Tull song does Ron Burgundy segue into? He calls it out on stage.
The Jethro Tull flute or the jazz flute.
It is the only probably rock flute song to ever chart on the Billboard.
I have no idea. I don't know Jethro Tull that well.
No, me neither.
You know the one song. All right. Probably. So neither of you has a guess? It is Aqualung. Aqualung. Yeah. When he goes, hey, Aqualung. That musical piece into. Okay.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely an absent portion of my movie trivia knowledge.
You don't like flute rock. There's nothing wrong with that. That's American in my book.
No. I assume.
He pooped mouth in his mouth.
Poop coming out of your mouth.
Coming out of your mouth.
Eat the poop.
All right. We can move on. So Robert, you still have choice 4 or 5. Where are we going?
Let's go 5.
All right. Number 5 it is. Your clue is a female gatekeeper. A female gatekeeper.
Roger. I said it out of the gate.
God, I didn't know if you were being serious or not, because the look on your face was like, am I fucking with Vanessa right now?
I was being serious.
I know that one.
I would have taken the gamble.
All right, Robert, what is it then?
The only way to beat her out of that. I don't know. Is there a regulation? Was I too early? Did I run before the gunfire?
No, I don't know. If you know it, you know it.
All right. Well, it's Ghostbusters.
It is Ghostbusters.
It is.
Elmer Bernstein. Well, actually, not the score, not that portion.
I should have said it. I'm like, I should have took a chance. I am
a little town I know. Come on, Andy, let's go.
We'll do you just doing piano accompaniment one day, Robert. It's going to be a thing of beauty. You off on the side, air piano.
Yes. I'm for it, man. Anyone else do air piano? Because I'm playing along.
No, I believe you're the first.
We'll give him the keytar.
You can do the keytar. I already got
you the keytar?
The keytar.
Yeah. All right, so bonus question time. Robert, do you want to be a dick or not?
It's Ghostbusters, right? Yeah, this one I kind of gotta.
No, let me have a shot. Oh, whatever, you can do whatever you want.
All right,
be fine. A dick.
No, okay, I don't want to be a dick. Let's go. I want to see. She's been honing in on her Ghostbusters knowledge.
All right, here we go. It's open to both of you then. Ghostbusters was the highest grossing comedy until the release of what Christopher Columbus movie in 1990?
Robert. I'm going to say Home Alone.
That is correct for 5 points.
Nice. In my head, I was thinking 1999, and I was like, that doesn't make sense.
That's way later. That's a whole decade.
But yes, it is Home Alone. You're right.
Hey, he's back from college, and they left him at home.
The critic was John Lovitz.
I forgot about that.
Home Alone 20. Oh, he's got like 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah.
Cigarette falling out of his mouth.
That show is better now to me than it was at the time.
Yeah. Very astute to our lives now.
All right. So here's the final question of the first round. Your clue is falling on deaf ears. Falling on deaf ears.
Come a little bit closer. Hear what I have to say. Just like children sleeping, we could dream this night away.
Let's get another clue.
There's a full moon rising.
All right.
Another clue.
Second clue. First one was falling on deaf ears. The second one is signs language. Signs language.
We know where the music's playing. Let's go out and feel the night.
I'll take a guess. I don't know. Mr. Holland's Opus?
That is incorrect. Does have a deaf character.
Does. Mm-hmm. It's the only one I could really think of in the moment right now.
That's what we're keying in. Falling on deaf ears and signs, plural, language. Signs, language.
On this harvest moon.
Deep impact. I thought of that one too. Oh, he goes blind. Never mind.
I was going to say, is there a deaf character in that one?
Yeah,
I
don't remember. Blind.
He goes blind.
For I am blind.
For I am blind. That was insensitive. I'm sorry. Michael Scott quoting.
I can give a third clue.
Yeah, I'll take the third clue.
All right, third clue. So falling on deaf ears, signs language, and... Which one do you think, Andy? C.
Yeah. Go with it.
Okay. Third clue and final clue is Dunder Mifflin.
God damn it.
Oh, my gosh.
God dang it.
Now that's even funnier that we quit it. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Falling on deaf ears, signs language, and Dunder Mifflin. I feel like Robert knows it and he's being a gentleman. No,
I can only think of mufflers, which led me to Tommy Boy. No deaf.
Except they're selling brake pads, man. They're selling brake pads.
Callahan Auto.
Okay, can you say the clues again?
Sure. Falling on deaf ears, signs language, and Dunder Mufflin.
And I make car parts for the American working man because that's who I am and that's who I care about.
Wow. Did you just watch Tommy Boy?
No. You're distracting my game right now. Yeah. My terrible game. Okay.
That's a new wrinkle on this one is the psych out. It's like basketball.
Yeah. And your sister's going out with Squeak. Steve Perry.
It's actually working.
No more Junie psychouts.
Okay.
Steve Perry.
I haven't had that line in so long.
Me either.
I am going to guess, and I'm going to say, welcome to Marlin.
Marwin?
Marwin.
Okay. Oh, Marwin, that is incorrect.
Dang it.
That is incorrect. That is the only song that plays in A Quiet Place.
What? There's music?
I know, right? Yeah,
when they share the iPod.
Okay.
And they dance.
Oh, Dunder. Okay. Yeah, it's like The Office. He does that.
Signs language. So aliens bringing it in.
Yeah. That's true. I was thinking like aliens. Dang it.
Wow. Okay,
that's a good one. That's a good one.
Bravo. From the movie that's basically all silent.
I know, right?
It's the only song.
Right.
That is a good one.
All right, so bonus question is open to both of you, and it's probably for the best. Here it is. The first dialogue in the movie is not voiced until what minute? And I'll give it to you if you're within 6 minutes. So you're guessing at the what minute in the movie you hear the first bit of dialogue. You'll get it if you're within 6 minutes.
I'll say five.
All right.
I'm going to say
5 minutes and 1 second.
No. Say the question again.
Sure.
You please. Okay.
The first dialogue in the movie isn't voiced until what minute?
I'm going to say 15 minutes.
Damn.
That is incorrect. It's actually 38.
Jeez.
Goes 38 minutes with no dialogue.
Learning and growing. Learn something new every day over here, man, on Settle the Score.
But somehow, after pulling out Squeak plus Callahan's, I think you're going to store that away somewhere.
Hey, bro, we could have got lost in a Ghostbusters loop, so we're happy we got out of that as quick as we did. Because
the old Ghostbusters paradox.
Yeah, man.
All right, so that concludes the first round. We have a score of 40-0 as of right now.
Nice.
That's but okay.
Vanessa, there's plenty of time. You can easily win this game. We are pulling for you. It's nothing against you, Robert, but we want her to climb back in and challenge for the throne today.
David versus Goliath.
I'm the tortoise in this game.
No, but, and I'm the hare?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Go take a nap.
I'm ready.
You got anything Ghostbuster to dangle in front of him? It'll get distracted. And we can just.
There's a trailer tomorrow.
Oh, there is. Well, not when we film it, but it was a couple days back.
That's true.
All right. So we're moving on to the second round, which is the 5 second round. So what happens here is I give a clue. Andy will play the first 5 seconds. If you guess in the first five, it is worth 10 points. If neither of you has a guess or gets it correct, we move on to the second 5 seconds, at which point it is only worth 5 points. And you only get one guess per question in this round. So, Vanessa, because you're in second place, you have choice 1 through 5. Where would you like to start?
Let's go ahead and start number 5.
All right. Number 5, it is. Your clue is An Odyssey of a Tale. An Odyssey of a Tale.
Oh, the buzzing of the bees and the cigarette trees, the soda water fountain.
Got nothing.
Well, the best part is we know you know it.
What? You just twisted my mind right there.
We know you know it. I know that for a fact.
I'm going to say, continue what? On. I want to save my one guess.
Okay.
Could you play?
I think I have it, but I want
to. You can hear it again, I guess.
Yeah, if you could do that first five one more time.
Okay.
Please.
All the buzzing of the bees and the cigarette trees, the soda water fountain.
I will say this: I wouldn't get it until the next 5 seconds, personally.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to agree with Nos on that one because I have no clue.
What do you want the next 5 seconds? Yes. Let's go to the next.
You both? All right.
Yes, yeah. Please.
Okay.
Where the lemonade springs and the bluebird sings in the big rock candy mountain.
Juno. Oh, Vanessa.
Vanessa?
Juno?
That is incorrect.
Dan, what were the two?
It sounds like a Juno. Then.
What were the Odyssey? What was your first clip, please?
An Odyssey of a Tale.
I'm going to kick myself.
And you've only given us one clue, is that correct?
Correct.
And then the second clue is obviously Candy Mountain aspect of the song.
But if you want to venture a guess and neither of you gets it, I'll give you a second clue and it opens it up to both of you guessing again. But I'm not going to give you the second clue until you make a guess.
Robert. Okay. Shoot. The Candy Mountain is just like, make me think of Charlie. Go to Candy Mountain. I don't know. I'll say An American Tale first guess.
That is incorrect.
All right. We got that off the board.
All right. Second one is Cohen for Broke.
Okay. So Robert.
Robert.
Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
That is correct for 5 points.
Thanks.
I had that in my head too.
But you know what's funny is you said Odyssey, and the first thing that popped in my head was Oh Brother, but then you did not play, you know, the Soggy Bottom Boys.
Soggy Bottom, yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like, okay, well, what is this that they're playing? Where yeah. my brain. You know what's hilarious else?
Is that the other day I was like, watch, they're going to put an Oh Brother, Where Art Thou song in there. And really? I have no idea what's going to be because I've never seen the movie. And so look what happened.
We should do a watch along.
There you go.
It's good. It's a good movie.
Well, the fact that Robert referenced it three questions ago.
Exactly. I just don't remember that song. It's, you know, the main song that just blew everything out of the water.
The returning chorus is that Big Rock Candy Mountain, ba-da-ba-da, and it just keeps kind of repeating that as the opening of each stanza over and over again, I believe.
Okay. I got it.
Good. Good job.
Thanks.
All right. Well, five is off the board. 1 through 4, Robert, your choice. Where are we going?
Let's go number one.
Number one it is.
I'm excited. I love this game. It's like 90s NBA. I love this game.
Your clue is Oh, Captain, My Captain. Oh, Captain, My Captain.
Okay.
Vanessa, I'm just gonna guess. I need to pull Hail Mary in here.
Well, he's only up 45-10. There's still it's not like it's run away with it. If you want to hear the song, it's your choice. You can guess now, but you only get one guess.
Let me hear the song. Okay. Let me hear the song. What you gonna say to me?
You planned it. I'ma set it straight. This Watergate.
No,
got it.
I'm glad that I didn't dig
really?
Into it.
Really?
Well,
can you play a little more? Like, are you able? No. It's only the 5 seconds.
Five
right?
seconds.
Damn, I kind of want to steal it now and not let it go to the next five.
I mean, the only thing that came to mind was Dead Poets Society.
That's where you were going to go the first place. Yeah. That's where I was going to go. The answer is Star Trek Beyond.
I think they use it in all of them. So I think they take. Yeah.
Star Trek. They use it in the first one. When he they use it in the first motorcycle. One. Uh-huh. You should say I'm wrong. And then she could just say, no, it's Star Trek. But it is in all three of them.
I'm pretty sure it's in all three of them.
It's true. It's in the first two. It's in the first one and the third one at least. Sabotage me!
I think I would have needed more of the song. I would have needed more of the song.
I know the Beastie Boys anywhere.
I like the bending guitar note is cat in your world.
I need to listen to more music too, I guess.
Sabotage! Good job, Andy. Good job. That was good.
Oh, good job, you, man. That sounds more like legit than my piano does.
Sounds like the Beastie Boys, because all their songs sound that way. Sabotage!
Edith Bunker on the Beastie Boys track.
Right.
Archie!
Exactly. Kiss Teddy!
I want to know what your I want to know what your neighbors think you're reacting to right now.
Those were the days.
Are they bringing that back show back? God, we got to tune to their channel.
We'll do watch alongs reactions to Archie Bunker.
All right, so Robert, you got the points on that, so you have control. Nice. 2, 3, or 4? Where are we going?
3.
3. It is your clue on this. Is foot fetish. Foot
Tarantino.
Fetish. I know.
Zalakadula, Menchikabula,
Robert.
Robert.
I can't get my name out fast enough.
It's your name. No, not going to lie. I had trouble too. I was like, what is your name? Cinderella.
Yes.
That is correct for 10 points.
I should have just said it. I shouldn't have. I was like,
They always keep her hopping. She goes around in circles till she's very, very dizzy. So they holler night and day at Cinderella.
Poor Cinderella.
Cinderella, not go to the ball.
What? Not go? What did you say?
You'll see. They'll fix her. Work, work, work.
Oh, Cinderella.
We can do it.
We can do it.
We can make a dress of Freddy. There's nothing to it.
Yeah.
Oh, who knew there'd be this Pavlovian response?
It's a trigger.
That Ghostbusters, Tommy Boy, basketball. It's a list, man. This is a whole list.
It's a great list.
All right, choice 2 or 4, Robert.
2. What do you want?
Who it is.
Your name's Vanessa, remember.
Oh, sorry.
Vanessa, remember it.
Vanessa.
Vanessa, practice. When you want to answer.
I'll just say Fitz.
There you go.
All right, here we go. Your clue for this is chicks dig the long ball. Chicks dig the long ball.
My love,
someone clearly knows the song.
Oh, come on.
I got nothing.
Yeah, we got to go to the, I know this damn song, but
all right.
My love, my, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, I got it. Robert.
To give you an opportunity to get any pinpoints. You got it?
I got it.
What?
Happy Gilmore?
Wow.
That is correct for 10 points.
And the Zamboni drivers all singing it. Uh-huh. It's one of the best shots. My love, my love, my endless love.
I think that could be the first time when someone just kept singing it to themselves and actually pulled it out. Good for you.
Had to.
He does that all the time.
All the time. It's annoying, I'm sure.
Stop the singing and he'll sing just the song.
I'll finish it for you.
Or you'll finish it. Or like a song will start at the beginning of a movie and I'll stop it and he'll keep continuing and he'll be like, oh, it's that movie.
And then I'll get into the quotes and the lines and the plot points. Yeah.
Perfect. All right. So there's one left in this second round.
Okay.
And your clue is, which do you like of these the best, Andy?
I like B.
Okay, that's fine with me. All right, your clue is White House Affair. White House Affair.
It had to be you. It had to be you.
So my brain went to a different movie with this song.
I I mean, I have a guess.
Yeah.
I'm just going to pull it out there and I'm just going to guess the movie Dave. Right? That's the name of the movie? Dave?
That, there is, yeah, the Kevin Kline movie.
Yeah.
But that is guess. Incorrect.
Dang it.
That is incorrect.
Damn. Yeah, I don't know. The
White House Affair.
I know a movie that it's in, and it's has nothing to do with the White House. So obviously there's another movie with the song in it.
You should just put your song movie in there just in case. You never know. It could be it.
That's true. She sings it in Marla Hooch sings it in A League of Their Own to the guy at the bar, and he's like all in love with her.
Oh, yeah.
You. She's all staring him down. Nelson, that's his name. Nelson.
Wow. Nice pull. That is incorrect.
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
I knew it would be. It had to be you. Okay.
All right. Well, you clearly know the song.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we'll give you another context clue.
Okay.
We can keep it at 10 points since we didn't go to the second five. Pick whichever you like, Andy, and go for it.
Is there a particular way of saying D?
It's a quote from another movie, but the fact that revolves in the movie about what they're trying to do is the only reason I wrote it down. I struggled with that one.
Yeah, sure. Okay, let's go with, I think this one will be a little more supportive. Let's go with your second context clue. So you had White House Affair. Your second clue is gin and monotonic.
I don't know, so I'll just start going through them. I'll just say My American President.
That is incorrect. Vanessa, your second and final guess worth 5 points. White House Affair and gin and monotonic.
What was the one with Jack Lemmon and James Garner? And they were like ex-presidents.
Yeah. And they're trying to be killed by Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
My fellow Americans.
Right. My fellow Americans.
It's a good movie.
A lot of like presidential comedies back in the day. They were good. Yeah. Dave was a good one.
Dave's excellent.
Right. You got anything?
I feel like there's one in there. I can't think of the name of the movie.
First Kid with Sinbad.
No.
You picked that one. Chasing Liberty with Mandy Moore. That was another good one.
A goal. Vanessa,
try translating the first clue.
That's what I was trying to do, and then add the second clue in there somehow. Okay.
Proper curveball, that first clue, hey?
Yeah, I did. I like it. I thought that was a thing of beauty when I saw it.
For sure.
Let's hear it again. What
White
was that
House
first clue?
Affair.
White House Affair?
Uh-huh.
Well. Well, that was an accident. That was it. That was completely accidental.
Watching old SNL, Reagan. Are you?
Rapping yeah. Ronnie Reagan. Well.
What's your second guess?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm going to say The First Wife's Club.
That is incorrect.
Dang.
Okay. That is from Casablanca.
Interesting. Okay. Another one that is...
White House. Yeah, Casablanca.
White House, Casablanca.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Not at the top of our list of
like
frequently
first
viewed
wives,
films.
So I was like, oh, maybe First Wife's Club because it's they live in the White House.
Yeah, I need to stop running off to 90s comedies because that's just where my hat hangs.
We figure with that one, it's the iconic song, iconic movie. It's, you know, we're not going back to the 50s for 40s for random movies.
And instead I went The League of Their Own. It's the only one that I remember using that song. I
remembered everything about the scene and the
Nelson.
Yeah, the character that nobody knows the name of.
Yeah, exactly. He's just in so much in love. Like, who doesn't want that?
It's true. That's true.
Marla Hooch.
All right, that concludes the second round. Oof. So Robert takes a 75-0 lead into the third round. It is still technically possible to win this game, Vanessa. So here's how it works.
We'll see.
Robert, you have choice 1 through 5 once again. You'll make your choice. I will give the clue. And then, Robert, you'll begin the bidding and the number of notes you think that you can guess the movie in. 3 is the minimum. The max is whatever you'd like it to be. If you guess in 3 notes and above, it's worth 10 points, 2 notes, 15, 1 note, 20. And if you want to guess based solely on the context clue, it's worth 25 points. If you get it wrong, your opponent gets the points. And lastly, you have one lifeline where you can ask for a second context clue. You can use it at any point in the third round, but you only have one. So, Robert, 1 through 5, where do you want to start?
Let's go with number 1.
All right. Number 1 it is. Your clue. All right. Once again, Andy, what do you think? There's a lot to choose from here.
Mm-hmm.
So the way this works is we both write out a ton of different context clues. And now for this one, I think there's 8 or 9 to choose from.
Dang.
Yeah. Some movies, it's just like, okay, yes, with both of them.
Choose wisely.
Yeah, I like AI.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd go in. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So your clue for this is it's a coin flip. It's a coin flip.
Batman Forever.
Do you want to make that your official? Because if you get it wrong, she gets the points.
You froze there for a second.
Oh, am I still frozen?
No,
no, you're good now.
Okay. So do you want to make that official?
No.
All right.
Yes, you do. Come on.
All right. So then, Robert.
I want to hear Andy play some Batman Forever, if that's the case.
All right. So, Robert, you open the bidding. 3 is the minimum. How many notes would you like to start with?
Let's go. You know what? The Good People Association carved out 7 as a fairly good number to choose. So okay. I'm going to go with 7.
All right, 7. Vanessa, over to you. 6 or fewer notes, or tell him to settle the score.
I'm going to go 6.
All right, Robert, back to you.
Settle the score.
Oh. No hesitation. 6 notes. All right, you have that lifeline that you can use at any point. Once again, your clue is it's a coin flip.
That sounds way too much like Jurassic Park. What are you doing?
Am I supposed to answer too, or is it just
you? No, it's just you, Vanessa.
Okay, it's just me? You.
Yes.
Can I hear it again or no?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. Dang. I should have settled the score. Okay.
Yeah, because I would not be sitting pretty right now.
No, I should have, dang it. Okay. How many times can I ask to listen to the 6
Oh, notes? You can hear it. You can hear
yeah,
it.
Go ahead.
Okay.
It's a coin flip.
It's a coin flip. Damn.
Yeah, personally, I think it needs a couple more notes, and then I'd have a shot at it.
It sounds too much like Jurassic Park, you know what I mean? So your brain kind of gets stuck there.
Yeah. Hey,
just that part.
I'm going to say, I don't think it is, but I'm going to say, because I got nothing to lose, The Dark Knight.
That is correct for 10 points. Off the schneid. Oh, there you go. Way to be.
Nice.
My Where is that? Yeah, call it in.
Yes. I was thinking it was a DC movie because it felt dark, and I was like, the coin flip. Where do we know Harvey Dent is in? And I was like, he's in The Dark Knight. So
funny enough, I was humming it. That's where it went.
You were holding it.
Yeah, it, that's it.
Yes.
I mean, we listen to that soundtrack so much.
Yeah, that's cool. That's true.
There you go. That's how you get me over it, too. Drop a little Jurassic Park in my drink. you got me.
That's how you cinematically roofie Robert.
Yeah. That's it, man. That's the trick.
You get to do a little bit of Broken Arrow in there.
I'm Zimmer, baby. Hell yeah. Come on.
You got God, him.
I haven't seen that movie since it came out.
I just listened to the soundtrack, the score. It's great.
That's okay. You might have made the wisest decision.
The last two tracks are fire.
All right. So, Vanessa, it is your choice 2 through 5. Where would you like to go next?
Let's go 5.
All right. 5 it is. Your clue is... I like B and C, Andy. Do you think it gives it away?
I do not think it gives it away. Either okay. of them.
Do you have a preference of? I like
guess
B.
I guess B. Okay. Yeah.
I feel like you were about to say C.
No. I think all right. I think B makes more sense. Yeah.
All right. So, your clue, and Vanessa, you open the bidding. Your clue is better. The daredevil you know. Better the daredevil you know. So how many notes would you like to start with, Vanessa? 3 is the minimum.
I'm going to go the lucky number 7. 7 notes.
All right. The gamesmanship on Robert's face. What's he want to do? 6 or fewer? Tell her to settle the score.
I'll settle the score.
All right, on 7 notes, you still have your lifeline you can use, and it's better the daredevil you know. Good luck.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Maybe if I got more notes in there. Okay. It's better the daredevil you know.
Got it. Yep.
Got it.
Can you do the song again?
Yeah. Sure.
It's actually, that's like basically the whole song.
Yeah. Two, 3 more notes as it builds again, then it just the repeating pattern.
Uh-huh. And I got to say, the reason why I know this is because I worked on something very recently.
Okay. I'm going to need you to like play the song again.
Yeah, if you just actually play it in a loop, she'll probably get it.
Yeah, well, that exceeds the 7 notes, though, unfortunately.
I feel like I know it, and it's like there, but it's like...
You do have your lifeline.
Would you like me to turn it into another instrument for you?
Yes, please. Yes, please. What do you got?
That's like worse.
I know.
Now what do it with the flute. Man.
Not the same.
What? Yeah, that's a recorder, first off. I don't know what flute you're playing.
The flute is this way.
I give love a bad name. No?
What was the context clue again? The first one?
Better the daredevil you know.
Better the daredevil you know.
What do you got, Vanessa?
Oh my gosh. Say the song one more time, please.
It's got a nice little walking bass line.
My mind is going like 10 million miles a minute.
I never knew it was an actual like full song until recently. It's pretty good.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
By the Minutemen, if that helps.
I'm trying to think.
Got a little psychobilly in there.
Oh, gosh. Do I have to answer?
Don't you have another?
You could use a lifeline.
Don't answer. Yeah, you got a lifeline. But if you don't answer, the points just go to Robert.
Okay. I'll use my lifeline.
All right. So the first one was Better the Daredevil You Know. I'm leaning towards Andy, either E or G. Or possibly D.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, so any of those three, you can go for it, I think.
Okay, let's do D then. First one is Better the Daredevil You Know. Your lifeline is Don't Try This at Home. Oh,
well, stank on it.
Exactly.
I want to say Hot Rod.
I know, right? That's where my brain would have gone very first one.
So I'm going to guess Hot Rod.
It's not. That is incorrect. Dang. That is incorrect.
Remember I just did the Blackout Scratch review?
It is Jackass.
Dang. I was trying to think of things that we did recently, and I was thinking more of like the TikTok stuff, and I was like, maybe it's one of those things, but dang. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Did I look at your channel to see what you've reviewed recently and try and take advantage of that fact? Perhaps I did.
I appreciate it.
Obviously, I don't pay attention to what we do.
Because honestly, like she's a talent, man. She comes in and we're like, all right, Vanessa's all clear. She's like, thanks. And she grabs her coffee and leaves.
Yeah.
And then I stay behind and edit everything. But for our reactions, I typically try to get the music from the show or movie for our intro leading into the reaction. So that's where I just spent an hour listening to the song.
If you were listening to that and you added it, then I need to pay attention and watch our intro videos more often then.
Or just go on living your life because you ain't missing much. It's more something I do for myself.
Exactly. Vanessa, enjoy being the talent that just gets to show up and be amazing on camera.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll do all the rest.
Robert, how do you get through life when your air editing and air piano are exactly the same?
What was that?
How do you get through life? Yeah, when air editing and air piano are the same.
I mean, one takes a little bit longer, and the other is just magic. It just comes out. I don't have to think about it. It's just, you know, it's like Mozart or Beethoven. Andy got it.
Yeah, I love a bit of piano humor.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so Robert, you got the points, which means you have choice 2, 3, or 4. What are we doing next?
Let's do 2.
All right, 2 it is. The clue is Adventure Time.
Okay.
Adventure Time.
Yeah. So
how many notes would you like to start with?
What's the max before I lose points?
Max is whatever you like it to be. 3 is the minimum, but you could say 100 if you wanted to.
Sure, because I want to get a little bit more of the song, and it's been like a couple more notes would get us there, so I'd say 10. Let's do 10.
All right. Vanessa, 9 or fewer, tell him to settle the score.
Settle the score.
All right, let's try.
Well, she had a cute little pose for that, too. All right, good luck to you. Adventure Time is your clue.
How many notes is it? Sorry.
It was 10.
Okay, cool.
Keep going.
Not until you pass.
The knight just puts his hand up and just waves, and then everything goes crashing down, and it's so good. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
That is correct for 10 points.
So epic. Such elegant music. Just a perfect way to end that movie.
Well, nice job. I love Thank that you. You got that probably in like seven notes.
Sure.
Maybe yeah, you probably six. Could do it.
All right,
it's
but
just
you
because I want to hear the music.
I know he works so hard on it.
I know, right, Andy?
You feel bad.
I get distracted by your piano.
The piano hands. Piano what was hands. It? You guys with the piano fingers. What was it? Tickle the ivories. You and
tickle
Josh,
the old right? ivories.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are having a good time with that one. All right.
All right. So Robert, choice three or four. Where are we going?
Let's go three.
All right. Three, it is. Your clue is...
Should you choose to accept it?
Very true. the clue is... Lehu Zehers.
Okay.
It's not the movie. It's not the movie you're thinking of.
Plurals.
Lehu Zehers.
Loser starring Chris Evans. Yeah. I've half seen it one time.
Yep. The next movie with a clue is going to be Spider-Man, and you'll have to figure out anyway.
I'll say 10 for this one.
10 notes. All yeah. right. Vanessa, over
Settle
to you. Nine
score.
Or fewer.
Settle the score again, huh? You want me to lose my points?
Yes, I do. Because that's the only way.
It's going to happen. You're going to hit one that I have no clue.
All right. 10 notes. Good luck.
Yeah, you would have got this one. Got it. It makes me uneasy. I don't know
well,
something
I have
about it. It's just so
an inkling, but obviously this is yours. So.
No, it's it.
That is correct. It is it.
I edited yeah. those videos too. The music in there. The reviews got it. The sequels got it.
For a second, it almost seemed like it was going into like Casper territory too.
Oh, that would be great. James Horner.
Mm. Oh, yeah, it is very Casper, yeah.
Casper, all right, better. Come on, Andy, join it.
Oh, wait, yeah, no, do it again. Yeah, that's coming back. Hold on, do it again. Yeah, okay. Hold on, I'll go on mute, and Matt, you deal with...
He's got practice. He's got practice. He's taking requests.
That's right. There's a first right there. Play along to the my mouth piano. See if you can match my notes.
Hell yeah. It's a whole new game. That's a spinoff.
That's right.
There it is. That was good.
That was part of it. That was sure part of it.
That was great.
All right, so Robert, you got the points on that. Nice. Which means you open the bidding on this final question. There's only... So your last clue is... Gold Fever. Gold Fever.
He's got the Midas touch. Touch too much. Gold member.
Gold member.
Gold member.
Gold member.
I'll do 10 again.
10. All right, Vanessa, over to you. Nine or fewer. Tell me to settle the score.
I'm going to go 8.
Settle the score.
Oh, no hesitation once again. 8 notes. Vanessa, it is Gold Fever.
Okay. Got it.
Oh, my gosh.
Normally I would say, damn, dude, this guy is cocky, but you've known it every time. It's just like, no, he's got it. He has got
I
it.
Mean, this one could be a rope-a-dope, but the tones are almost exactly the same to what I think it is.
Yeah, can you play that again?
Yep.
Yeah, so even if I'm wrong, The song's exactly the same, so the music matches.
Gold Fever.
Gold fever?
See, I don't
okay.
For my answer, that clue does nothing for me. So that's why I'm like, could that even be?
Never know.
Yeah, perhaps the clue is no bueno. I don't know.
Can you do it again? Please play it.
Yep.
I should have said it.
That's the way mine went with it. So, am I right?
No, Andy? You tracked. Yeah,
tell me with your eyes.
Oh, sounds so familiar. You're not helping at all.
I'm actually gonna suggest that he's not helping legitimately.
I can hear
where you're at.
You hear what I'm doing, but you can see how it's almost identical, right?
It's almost identical to where she's at with the eight notes. Yeah.
Right. See, so mine took me a different way.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Maybe. Can you play it again?
Yeah. Sam.
Please. That's the only one that's coming to my head, and that's the only thing that I can think of. It is The Hobbit, The Unexpected Journey.
That is correct for 10 points.
I went Braveheart.
Yeah.
It's kind of the music.
It really is the same.
Actually, The Hobbit is the only one that came to mind.
Yeah,
I had
you definitely weren't helping, and then I was like, wait, I could hear like them singing the song, and sure. I was like, it's probably that song.
Yeah, I had an English teacher in seventh grade, and he just played the Braveheart soundtrack over and every class over and over. It was like, bro, pick a new track. But no, he just went single track on the Discman, and it was that theme over and over, which is great, but it's ingrained in here.
Oh, I'm sure. Why was your English teacher playing music?
He was very hippie. So, okay. Yeah. He
really wanted also, you to.
He had a vat also of like mealworms. So you would hear him crawling very quietly on top of the bookcase. We also would joke about like, oh, he eats them because he's a monster or something. But no, he had a lizard in the next room and he fed it little worms. He was weird, but he liked good music.
Why wouldn't you put the mealworms in the lizard room, you know?
Yeah, you can't feed them all the time. That's true. Why weren't they in the other room?
Just in the other room. It doesn't have to be in the damn cage with it. It's not like
every year he'd eat one, like as part of like the little like, oh, let's all have the parents do or the teachers do something silly. And he's like, oh.
I'll do this one because I know how to do this one. He actually does it on his spare time. He eats them all the time.
Yeah, so
he
probably
like,
yeah.
Oh, he's clearly. A freak.
Why not, man? It's good protein.
It is.
Maybe if it dip in chocolate.
Yeah. Why add a step, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Exactly. Mealworms are great no matter the time of year. Yeah, chocolate.
But thank you, Andy, for that Braveheart rope-a-dope, man. You'd have screwed me on that one.
Well,
either way,
congratulations. Congratulations to Robert. You are today's winner. That was the final clue.
Damn.
Vanessa, you got off the schneid and you got two correct.
I did. I got two correct.
Let's keep going. I want extra credit.
I want a rematch eventually.
I'm telling you, just DM me. Here are the videos that I edited and I know the music too. You're like, no problem. We'll make a list of those.
Here are the movies I watch.
Yeah. Specifically, I know he has no understanding of. Oh, perfect. Excellent.
They'll just be all Hayao Miyazaki films.
Just stay away from 90s comedy and late 80s comedy and basically comedy from everywhere between like 83 to 98. And we're good.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, something to store away for the next time.
No, you can add them in there.
You guys should make a let's do like an elite battle. Let's take it. Let's cross over everybody and have a big tournament of settle the score. I'm for it. I want to reign supremacy against all your other
winners. We started the show with talking. You know, it's a fun, lighthearted movie. Now you're like,
I'm calling out Mark Thanos.
Riley. Yeah, exactly.
Give me Christian Bukaba.
They're going to only be one Highlander. You're like, oh, easy, Robert. Easy.
And then
Robert.
I lose on a Highlander question.
Yeah. Just munching mealworms.
Right.
Oh, take you off. Okay, man.
You guys are amazing. We love this. This was fun.
Well, yeah, thank you so much to both of you for joining us. It's been too long, so it's good to see that things are going well for you and the channel's taken off and reactions are flowing.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, we're going to be headed over to Disneyland here soon in September, so I'm thinking we're going to stop by and get some pizza while we're out there, if that's still a thing. Two saucy rods, delicious.
It's still a thing. It's only a takeout. There is no dine-in anymore, but you can take out from there at any
point. That's fine. We'll take it.
That's great to know, so that way we can place our order and pick it up, because, it's a place we hit up. Fullerton, right?
We did hit it up last time, and it was actually really, really good. Amazing. I like the pizza. It was
amazing.
Good.
Two saucy brats. We'll be hitting that up soon, September.
Well, enjoy it on your way to Disney. Hopefully it's a 1-2 combo. It makes the perfect day.
Absolutely.
What should the people be on the lookout for? What reactions are upcoming? This comes out on Thursday. We're recording this a couple days in advance, but, what's on the channel?
This weekend, this weekend we've got the Bad Batch on Friday. So we're still, again, Disney Plus doing, the Bad Batch reactions.
Yes, that's true. We're doing the Bad Batch reactions. Jungle Cruise is coming out and the Green Knight. So we'll have reviews for those.
Yeah.
This weekend.
We're going to be getting into streaming as well on Twitch. That's coming very soon. Just getting the last bits of equipment to be able to go live. That'll all be happening on the channel. So check it out. Late to the party, wherever you look for stuff.
Yeah.
Except for Amazon. Except for Amazon?
Sure. Why not? Why would we be on there?
We got a wish list. We got a wish list.
All right. We're on Amazon. Go ahead and hit that up.
Well, make sure to follow Vanessa on Twitter @_Vanessa_Sary.
Yeah.
And then Robert is Mr._Rob_LTTP.
Mr. Rob! Anyone know where that's from? Never been kissed?
I do. David Arquette? Never been kissed.
Mr. Rob!
I do not remember that from that movie.
Nobody does. Nobody should. Enough,
follow the show, officially LTTP. So twitter.com/officiallyLTTP. But go check out the channel. Subscribe to their YouTube channel. And both of you, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Andy, amazing.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's so great to meet you guys properly.
Yes.
Yeah. It's nice to meet people that you expect to be, you know, super pleasant and, genuine and it to come to fruition. So yeah,
we're terrible.
It's a facade.
People.
We're horrible people. Yeah,
we kick puppies. I'm just kidding.
Couldn't even commit to it.
I can never kick a puppy.
Vanessa's got a match coming out, or actually a match a couple days ago. Check it out.
I just had a match.
The FCL battle for the Movie Trivia Schmodown FCL League. So check it out on Twitch right now on their channel.
Yeah.
Go check that out. Good luck to you in that.
Thanks.
All right. Well, that is, I guess, it for this week. Anything you want to say before we get out of here?
No. No, he meant me, Robert. Take it easy.
I was going to say, Andy, tell us some more, man. Tickle those ivories. I just want to hear more. Look at that.
Yeah. No, it's great to meet you guys. Good show. Definitely have to get a rematch going. For sure.
Yes.
We will definitely do that.
The reaction of this episode as well, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
That's a nice Mobius strip, a reaction to, then we'll put out a reaction to your reaction.
Absolutely. To and so on.
Running it back.
And so on. And so on.
Exactly. Keep going. The universe will just fold and collapse in on itself.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that is it for this week's show. If you want to be part of our next fan show, it'll be a couple months from now, but just like and retweet the tweet that I put out promoting the show each week, or leave us a comment on YouTube. The more times you leave a comment or retweet means the more times your name gets added to the random drawing. So please, we'd love to have you on that next fan show. And make sure to follow Andy at STS_AndyM. It's up on the screen there, or you can follow me at Matt Nost. That is it for this week's Settle the Score. Thanks for listening. Stay safe out there. Stay 6 feet apart. We'll see you guys next week with another edition of Settle the Score. Until then, adios.